Back to School Blues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I don't know how many kids will be getting a new trapper keeper this school year. I'm dating myself. Or a new set of clothes. The retail numbers out this morning don't bode well for the back-to-school shopping season. Discount stores are still doing okay, but even Walmart said shoppers are increasingly running out of money. Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Those economic stimulus checks were spent on necessities last month. As a result, our gas tanks and stomachs were full, but we didn't look too snazzy. Sales at Walmart stores open for at least a year rose 3% in July, pushed up by purchases of groceries. Sales at Costco were up 10%. They were driven by purchases at the gas pumps. Frank Badillo is senior economist at TNS Retail Forward.
That consumers are seeing that their incomes are growing a little less rapidly. Gasoline prices are very high. And I think that folks are just getting squeezed a little bit, so they've cut back some on their spending.
Shoppers looked at new clothes but did not buy. Among specialty retailers, Victoria's Secret fell 6%. Gap sales were down 11%. Badillo says things will get worse for all retailers over the next few months as the stimulus checks dry up. Just in time for the Christmas shopping season. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Besides the retail numbers, insurance company AIG reported a $5 billion loss. It's, of course, related to mortgage investments. Stocks are down quite a bit in the early going. The Dow is down 138 points, more than a percent, to 11,517. The NASDAQ is down 13, the S&P 500, 12 already. In Asia today, the markets finished mixed. European shares are up just a little bit. The price of oil is at $120 a barrel this morning. I don't know if that bubble has popped just yet, but quite a few investors have gotten out of oil the past couple weeks. It's a familiar story, one we saw with tech stocks and real estate, money pouring into inflated markets and then disappearing. So where might this speculative money go next? It's a good topic for our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, what do you think?
There are a couple places that it's going to go. I mean, one is you make some money on the upside when the price of oil is going up, and, you know, you can make money on the downside. For example, there's this ETF, PowerShares, and you can make a double the bet on the decline in the price of oil. And over the past month, it's up 30%. But the real speculation, where the money's going to continue to pour, is alternative energy.
But Chris, aren't a lot of those green investing mutual funds and exchange-traded funds down right now?
Oh, yes, they're down because the price of oil is down. Yeah, there's a pullback going on right now. But if you're in Silicon Valley, if you're in Shanghai, if you're in Mumbai, where are you going to be putting your money into? It's going to be alternative energy. And it's not just a U.S. phenomenon. It's a global phenomenon. This could be the mother of all speculations because it's not within one nation's borders.
Well, I think most people would say that investing in alternative energy is a good thing. But a lot of these bubbles, when they pop, a lot of people get hurt. What's the downside of this particular bubble if it happens?
Oh, it's the same downside. Farmland at some point will probably burst in price. Farmland's really high. As the stocks continue to appreciate and more venture capital money goes into it, you know, more and more people in the retirement plans are going to invest in these companies and in these stocks. And then all of a sudden, the bubble will burst. And you'll hear the stories about, I can't retire. Mm-hmm. I have to go back to work. So you're going to get a boom. You're going to get a bust. And I say, thank you, speculators.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you for the boom. I'll take the bust. And here's why. It's speculators and their money who are going to bring about the new world. We don't know what business model is going to work. We don't know what new technologies are going to really be the driving force for alternative energy. And it's the speculators that will take that risk. And yes, the bust will come, and then the Fed will step up, and the Fed will prevent the financial system from collapsing. But the new world will be created much faster thanks to speculators.
Well, it's a great topic for debate. Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Greyhound is scrapping its latest ad campaign in Canada. The ads promoted the relaxing effects of bus travel with the tagline, "There's a reason you've never heard of bus rage." But last week, there was bus rage. Police say a Greyhound passenger was beheaded and cannibalized on a bus in Manitoba. A fellow traveler has been charged with second-degree murder. Greyhound says it is removing billboards and print ads across the country.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com.
We've seen some bank runs lately, but this you might call a bank wedding march. Brides protesting outside HSBC in London. They're upset because a wedding gift service called Wrap-It declared bankruptcy and didn't deliver their gifts. James Hall is with the Daily Telegraph. James, why are these people mad at HSBC?
Well, this is the interesting thing. The company is claiming that HSBC could have stepped in with a rescue package but decided not to. So we had this extraordinary situation yesterday where about two dozen brides, many of them in their wedding dresses, marched to HSBC's head office to hand in a petition.
I bet they weren't very happy.
Well, they weren't. I mean, these brides are furious. As well as anger, though, they're embarrassed. They said they've had to contact all their guests and say, thanks very much for the tea set, but we're not going to get it. So their guests are now having to contact their banks to get a refund.
Jeez, what a mess. So how is this going to be resolved?
Well, the company's founder, he wants the bank to give a pool of money to other department stores in the UK, and then guests can redeem their presents from these other department stores. HSBC is saying this plan is totally unworkable. So sadly, it looks as though these couples and their guests will be left hanging on for some time.
James Hall, the retail editor for the Daily Telegraph in London, thank you.
Thank you very much.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.